Imagine discovering your entire life was a lie. One moment you're scraping by in a rundown Chicago apartment, the next you're told you're not even human, but magical royalty with enemies you never knew existed. This is the reality that crashes down on twins Darcy and Tori Vega on their 18th birthday when a silver-haired man with golden eyes materializes in their tiny apartment. Professor Orion reveals their changelings, fey babies exchanged with human twins at birth, and not just any fey, but heirs to the wealthiest dynasty in Solaria, whose parents mysteriously vanished 7 years ago. With a strange power called coercion, Orion compels them to attend Zodiac Academy to claim their birthright, blowing iridescent black stardust in their faces that transports them to a moonlit realm unlike anything they've known on Earth. What makes this journey so captivating is how it mirrors real-world experiences of displacement and belonging. Haven't we all felt like outsiders at some point? The twins' transition from financial poverty to magical inexperience creates a powerful metaphor for navigating hostile systems when you don't know the rules. Their story resonates with anyone who's ever felt they didn't belong, only with much higher stakes and considerably more attractive bullies. In Solaria, social standing depends on magical ability and fey order. Vampires feed on blood and magical essence. Sirens drain emotions through touch. Werewolves transform into beasts, reflecting their power. Dragons must consume gold to regenerate magic, making them wealthy and dangerous. Magic connects to zodiac signs and elements: fire, water, earth, and air. Most fey control just one element, singulars. The twins' mastery of all four make them quads, threatening established hierarchies. Zodiac Academy is nothing like Hogwarts. No supportive professors or safe spaces exist. Vampire bites, lost limbs, or getting lost in the Wailing Wood won't excuse tardiness. The twins attend elemental classes, cardinal magic like coercion, and order enhancement classes, each bringing fresh humiliations as they struggle with newfound powers. In fire class, Tori's magic depletes her professor's power. During werewolf enhancement, Seth's pack transforms and abandons the twins deep in the Wailing Wood. Professors actively enable abuse. Professor Orion forces twins to stand on desks while classmates practice coercion on them to encourage shielding skills. This brutal system mirrors real-world inequalities, where disadvantaged students enter competitive environments unprepared. The twins must learn 18 years of magical knowledge while constantly defending themselves, an impossible standard that feels painfully familiar. The true rulers of Zodiac Academy are the four celestial hares, gorgeous, powerful, and utterly merciless young men whose families seized control after the twins' parents disappeared. Each commands one element: Darius Akrux, fire; Seth Capella, air; Max Rigel, water; and Caleb Altair, earth. These antagonists captivate through their complexity. Darius, a dragon shifter, humiliates Tori by forcing her to walk naked through his house, yet shows vulnerability regarding his arranged marriage. Seth, with golden curls and false charm, betrays Darcy by cutting off her blue-tipped hair, her small symbol of individuality. Max, a mohawked siren, extracts the twins' deepest fears. Caleb claims Tori as his source of magic and blood while displaying genuine interest beyond feeding from her. They embody the enemies to lovers trope: beautiful monsters capable of terrible cruelty yet irresistibly magnetic. Their relationships with the twins evolve from pure antagonism to something far more complicated, blurring the lines between hatred and attraction in ways that keep you turning pages through the night. At the heart of this story lies the unbreakable bond between Darcy and Tori, identical with bronze skin and olive-green eyes, distinguished only by Darcy's blue-tipped hair. Their complementary personalities help them survive countless foster homes: Tori, the fierce protector; Darcy, the careful strategist. They learned early that they could only truly rely on each other. Their first genuine separation occurs during the Academy sorting ceremony. Tori boldly joins House Ignis under Harsh Darius, while Darcy reluctantly enters House Air under Seth. This separation catalyzes both growth and vulnerability. Always sheltered by Tori, Darcy discovers her own courage when she defies Seth by leaping from a tower rather than facing humiliation, a moment where she discovers her power. A hurricane of energy exploded from my hands, stopping my fall just feet from the ground. Their connection manifests powerfully in crisis. When the heirs attempt to drown Tori, Darcy's reaction transcends mere concern. My world slowed with dread as I ran to help, gripping her freezing hand, my own magic surging in response to her distress. In a world of temporary alliances, their twin bond remains the one true constant. A deeper mystery surrounds the twins' heritage. Through messages from Falling Star, they discover their father was King Hale Vega, the Savage King, and their mother hid them in the mortal world for protection. While the official story claims nymphs killed their parents, Professor Astrum, revealed as Falling Star, suggests the heirs' families were actually responsible, adding political intrigue to the school bullying. The plot thickens when Professor Astrum is murdered, burned by dragonfire, with a death card bearing a final message: "The shadow has discovered me. The answers you seek are hidden between Leo and Libra. Don't trust the flames. Claim your throne." The twins also encounter a mysterious attacker whose rattling noise blocks their magic, transforming the story into a complex political thriller. Despite the heir's cruelty, undeniable attraction creates compelling tension. Tori finds herself drawn to both Darius and Caleb, confronting Darius in his room where anger transforms into dangerous desire, while with Caleb, despite knowing I should resist, I found myself responding as he pressed me against a desk. Darcy similarly struggles with her attraction to Seth. Despite his cruelty during her initiation, his rare vulnerability affects her. When he apologizes and asks for her trust, she reluctantly agrees, a decision that backfires when he later humiliates her by cutting off her blue hair. As the first book concludes, the twins face their darkest moment. Professor Astrum lies dead, his final breath spent delivering cryptic warnings. Darcy stands with her hair brutally shortened, while Tori bears scars of a near drowning orchestrated by the heirs. Their isolation feels absolute. Yet beneath their defeat, something stronger stirs. When Tori retrieves the tarot card from Astrum's cooling fingers, the Tower, symbolizing upheaval and revelation, she demonstrates an understanding that some truths must be fought for. Astrum's final command to claim your throne resonates deeply. What began as mere survival has evolved into something more significant. Their birthright represents responsibility, truth, and reshaping a corrupt system. Years in foster homes and facing social prejudice have forged them into survivors. This ending balances their current defeat with potential triumph. Though bloodied, the twins stand unbowed. Each setback has hardened their resolve. Each revelation fuels their determination. As they embrace their celestial heritage, Darcy and Tori emerge not just as victims fighting back, but as potential catalysts for change in a rigid magical society.